On today's episode, we are going to be talking to micro-influencers and how they can take their really niched social media community and start monetizing it. So let's jump in right now. Hi, this is Donna Ashton with the Mystic Mic, turning your words into wealth. All right, let's talk about the definition of a micro-influencer. A micro-influencer is typically someone defined as someone who has a smaller but highly engaged audience within a specific niche or market. They may have between 1,000 and 100,000 followers on their social media platform. They have high engagement rates, despite not being like, I have a million followers. People are really loyal and they have a really engaged community. They might also be like super niched into something like really, really small. Again, the trust and authenticity, people see them as real people because maybe they're in the trenches doing something very similar. They're not seen as this big guru and their content feels more personal and genuine, which, you know, allows more people to like them and to follow them and stay with them. And because of all of this, they have really curated a great community of people that they are probably not monetizing or are not sure how to monetize, right? If they're on YouTube, for instance, when I started my cut flower farm about a year or so ago, I had no idea what I was doing with that. Even though I'd grown flowers for like a really long time, this whole cut flower farming was new to me. So I went on there and found there's probably three people that I watch a lot of their videos. And I know there are some micro influencers in that community. So it's very niche. We're not just talking about gardening and flowers. We're talking about growing flowers at your house or on your farm or on your property to sell as cut flowers. And I feel like that's a real niched, micro niche, basically. I have seen some of these people do have quite a few of followers. And what I've seen just for myself is that I'm loyal to them. I like their content. They're bringing stuff to me every week or more about the topics that I really need to know. They're maybe a couple of them are only like 3 year in flower farm and I'm in my second year. So they're not that far away from me. They feel like, oh, okay, I'm learning from her. We're all doing it together. And it does feel very much like they're just a couple years ahead of me. And so they can tell me, no, don't do this or try this and, you know, and help me make some of the mistakes. And they're still making mistakes. So I totally feel that definition just by the few that I'm following myself on YouTube. Now that we know who they are, let's jump into some ways that they can create a personal brand and monetize their audience, you know, and really have a business out of it. And I know there are ways to monetize like YouTube or whatever that where you could get for the clicks and how many things and all that. I'm not that person who really knows how it all works, but I know you have to build up and you have to do a lot of content and you can start monetizing. One of the girls, in fact, mentioned it the other day on one of her videos. She's like, I have that, but it's not really paying the bills per se. So she has started a Patreon, which I had never even heard of that before, but I have seen some of these YouTubers starting Patreons because they're giving away free content. And so they start a Patreon where people will pay. It's like a little online membership, content membership, where people behind that wall of, I've seen like $1 a month, $5 a month, $7 a month, $10 a month, any of those, buy me a coffee, you know, that kind of a thing where I guess people probably do donate. And I was part of another girl's Patreon for a short time, you know, it's like get early access, get the rest of the video that I'm not putting on free content on YouTube. I go deeper into the content on the last 30 minutes, and that's only available to my Patreon community. But again, at $2 and $3 and even $5 or $10 a month, you would need a lot of people, you know, to really make it up. Most of them aren't even close to $10. I think they're more in the $5 and under range. So let's just say $4 a month, if you have 100 people, you know, that's making you $400. I mean, it's not like nothing to say like, oh, $400, and that's good. But I feel like even with 100 people, you're kind of, you know, it's not like, okay, now I'm set for life, or I'm really making the money here. So I feel like there are other ways that you can monetize. And besides the fact is that you just never know what might happen with these social media platforms, whether it's on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I'm not a big TikToker, but I am on YouTube, like watching the flower farmers and some workout videos and some other stuff. So that I probably frequent more for that type of thing. But you never know. Like, what if YouTube decided to shut down? What if YouTube decided they were going to charge everybody to watch the videos? Like, anybody could do anything. These platforms could be shut down and have been shut down. So there's a lot of things that could happen when it comes to that, because you just never know. Like, they could change the way they're doing it. They could close it down. They can change the algorithm. And the audience might be like, oh, we're out of here. Like, I know a lot of people have been leaving Facebook or leaving to try other things. And where do your followers go? I really think for those of you who are building this micro influencer community or are building this, whatever it is for you, there could be some other ways that you're not thinking about monetizing and some things that you may want to do to capture these people. And let's go into some of these ways. Like, the first thing I would recommend to do is email marketing. I have seen people do this. Like, in their notes, they're giving away the free guidelines or the lead magnet, the free whatever it is, opt-in, to get the 10 things you need to know before you start flower farming, right? So that people will click that link. It takes them over to the website or somewhere. And now you have to put your name and email in, and now you're on their email list. And now you're getting nurtured, like, hey, I've got another video coming out this week and it's all about this, but you're getting it in a different place. And I'm not one that has those bells on that announces the next things. I'm not a notification type person. But even so, I would have to be like looking over there, like, oh yeah, there's another video. That's the way I'm doing it now. But if I was on their email list, and a couple of them I am on their email list, then I'm like, oh, okay, I get the things coming out. I'm seeing how they're putting out their emails. I'm getting a little bit more information. I'm getting access to their latest stuff sooner, or they're just top of mind because they're coming into my inbox. So I really feel like that's a great strategy you may have heard of before, and maybe trying to do something is to take the people off of the social media platform into your own email service provider so that it's yours and no one can take that away. You have you can export that list at any time and you have something right there so that you can contact them if something happened or whatever. You have them there and continue to nurture them and talk to them, invite them into other things that you're doing. And of course, I've seen some of these people do like meetups and speaking where they're like, I'm going to be in LA and come meet with me, and they can sell tickets, almost like a little speaking engagement or a retreat. And I've seen people do that. And I feel like, yes, that's great. If you've got local people, or even if you've got a lot of people who are kind of in the region, not everyone can fly to LA to see you, of course, but that is some ways that I have seen it. But one of the big things that I want to talk about, of course, because this is my business, is, you know, creating some kind of online trainings, courses, or programs out of all of that content. And you might be like, oh my gosh, I have 3 years with a video every week that I have put out, and there's a lot of stuff, and maybe you wouldn't want to use all of that, but probably there is a lot of content out there that could be turned into a program and a course. And I have seen some of the flower farmers, that one of them that I've been following has decided to start having some online courses and classes, because I feel like, yes, I would take a class from this person because I have been following them for a year. They have given me a lot of great content. I trust them. I like the way they're speaking about the stuff, and I like the way that they're doing their gardening. I like their flowers, whatever. I feel like I'm getting a lot of value and I'm learning a lot already. So they would be the ones I would if I was going to take a class on flower farming, right, I would go with them. I feel like I don't really need a class on flower farming now that I've done it for a little bit, but I'm sure I already knew a lot, right? Other people who are from the very beginning have no idea on how to market and have no idea how to grow. That is a prime opportunity for these people to say, hey, you know, once you come into my class, I'll show you exactly what to do. You don't have to watch 3 years worth of videos one by one to try to figure out what I'm saying. You can take this inside of this course. And I really think that's a brilliant way to do it because there's not a lot of things you have to do. You already have the audience. You already have a community of engaged listeners or viewers. And it's just a matter of now monetizing and putting it in to something that you know they want. I would make sure, you know, that you're doing just like any of the courses that I teach, that you are asking and finding out what they most want. You're doing a little bit of that R&D research up front and bringing what they need the most so that you will make sure that that when you bring it out, they're like, oh yeah, we've been waiting, you know, and you could be teasing it out like, hey, I'm going to be doing this thing. Who's interested? Get on a waiting list. Like you've already got built-in buyers. So I feel like it's just a matter of creating something, whether that's a self-study program or you're doing a group coaching where you're actually coaching people, you're setting up a membership. One of the flower farmers actually have a podcast and they also have a membership that they sign. I think it's $25 a month. And so it's like, okay. So they talk about some stuff on the weekly podcast and then inside you get more details, more information, right? You get the paid version of it. And $25 a month is still pretty low, but it's better than a $4 Patreon. And I'm not saying you have to charge $25 a month, but I think having a course, and I've seen some other people bringing out courses too, like a $250 course, a $400 course. One girl is doing workshops at her farm, which are like $1,200 and $1,500. You go for like a 2-day event. And I mean, that's nice. You get to see the farm, you get to see her. It's all in person and you can certainly do that. And like I said, those in-person things are great, but not everyone lives nearby. Not everybody can be away from their family and fly there or drive there or whatever. So I love the versatility of online courses to get the workout. And I think you've got everything you need already. You just need to, you know, make sure you're hitting that migraine problem. What is it that they most want? And that you're bringing it to them in the format that they most want. And just getting it together. So I love this. I love the idea. And again, you're a great candidate for creating courses and programs because you do have a built-in audience already. So why would you not move into that courses and programs, trainings, whatever you want to call it, and start monetizing on a bigger scale? So instead of a $3 Patreon, you know, you could have a $500 course or something that could really bring them. And again, it depends on what you're teaching and really sell to your people and really start making some money each month that would really monetize all of that content and all of that hard work that you've already put in. You're showing up with this content every week or more. And why not monetize that for yourself so you don't have to do some of these other things that may take a lot longer or just be like, I'm going to give up on this because I'm not getting enough from YouTube or some of those other ways. If they change things up, you have something already. You have a business and a brand outside of just you posting videos or posting social media content. You now have a business that has intellectual property. Courses are something that could be made once and then sold over and over and over for years to come so that you could really create some recurring, consistent income for yourself and really create a business and a brand out of your micro influencer community. I hope this gave you some really great ideas. Until next time, I will see you then.